We want to welcome you to the first edition of Game Changers, Daddy and Daughter Edition. Brace yourself. We have an exciting show tonight. And I don't know if there's another Daddy and Daughter podcast out there. Basically, I really don't care because we're going to just show y'all how we do it over here on this side, on the west side, the best side. You know
what I'm saying? Number one.
So let's dive into it. But first, before we dive into it, you're my firstborn, Jasmine Timmerson. So what compelled you to get into the game, to be a game changer? What describe your moment that really knew you wanted to be a part of football, basically?
I don't know if it really was a moment. It's just the energy of the game, the energy of the NFL, the energy of my favorite team, and what really changed the game for me, Troy Polamalu. Don't let this shirt fool you. This is too far from my brand. This is vintage. Hit me up for your vintage finds. I can't find Steelers vintage because Steelers keep their merch. They don't go around putting it in thrift shops and you can...
The best fans in the world.
Best fans in the world. But let me introduce my co-host. Some know him as Joe. Some know him as Joe Torres. But I know him as Dad.
Let's get into it. All right. But before we get into it, please like, subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor,
tell your grandma,
tell somebody about what's going on with Game Changers. And we're going to talk about the best game of week one, which undoubtedly it is the Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens. And the NFL did a great job of doing scheduling.
They really did all the games, just from the first game, the Brazil game, to the last Sunday night game, you couldn't pick the better lineup. The NFL knows what they're doing this time. They had streamers streaming it. They had Mr. Beast.
That's the guy with the 22 million followers?
Yeah, he has way more than that, I probably think. That was another guy. That was a guy from Brazil. I don't know him, but he was a part of it, too.
Like you can get him on the show, and he can help us get our raise up.
Okay. I'm going to hit him in the DM. I'm going to hit his line. You think he'll see us out of 22 million?
I doubt it. That's right. But we're going to make the plays and force the world to know that we are game changers as well. And we come to change the game. So let's get into it.
So who was the game changer for the Sunday night game?
To me, the ultimate game changer would be no other than, I call him White Chocolate, White Cam. Josh Allen.
Undeniable.
And it's amazing how the NFL did it because, you know, Josh Allen won the MVP last year, which a lot of people thought
Lamar should have got it.
Lamar, stat-wise, had the greatest season of his life, but I guess they didn't want Lamar to be the back-to-back. He was worried. I'm not going to take anything.
Josh Allen was worried. When it comes to the performance, when it counts, Josh Allen deserved it.
Let's talk about it. He's a game changer. Josh Allen, in the fourth quarter alone, threw for 251 yards. I didn't go and check. I should have went and checked the stats, but I know that's probably more than half the lead through for the whole game. 251. And he rushed for two touchdowns. He threw for two touchdowns.
He was on fire.
In less than 5 minutes, they was down by double-digit points.
What, 16?
15 or 16
points.
And it was a stat that they said that normally teams are 270-0 when they're leading by that many points.
Would you say that they were headed towards a blowout?
I wouldn't say a blowout.
I wouldn't have said that either. I was checking his temperature.
Victory formation because it should have been a wrap because there was another game changer in the game. They played for the Ravens that was totaling them groceries. for the University of Alabama.
Derrick Henry.
A little fun fact that he has more rushing yards in high school than he has in his career in the NFL. A lot of people wouldn't know that.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And he broke, when he broke the record in high school, it had stood for 57 years. So he's been a game changer all his life.
Yeah, yeah. You're not even 57.
How are you gonna bring my age into it?
I'm just saying, next.
54. Oh, stop playing. I'm trying to question my gangster, so in front of company. But even though Derrick Henry was a game changer, he also made a game changing play that was a negative play for his team.
But it still
they gave Josh Allen the opportunity.
But they punched it out. It wasn't like a true fumble. It was like they came and they was running my boy. God, he can't make a little one mistake. He ain't gonna do it for the rest of the year.
Oh no.
Count
on
it. He won't be doing it for the rest of the year. Yeah, he's gonna drop that ball again. I believe him.
And you would think that at his age that he would fall off. And
he's
one of the few people that hit 20 miles per hour running the ball. So even at his old ancient age, according to the NFL standards,
that man lean.
He's built different. Literally. And he has a very strict diet.
He does.
So in order to be game changers, there's sacrifices you have to make
in life.
Josh Allen, when he first came in the league, he was not a game changer, but he worked on his craft. And for those out there that have kids, get up when other people are not working.
That's right.
And work, because when you're willing to go an extra mile, there's not going to be a whole lot of traffic out there, because everybody don't want to be great.
Everybody don't want to be great.
Just want to be a part of the game. Everybody, but if you're going to be a part of the game, you need to be a game changer. And this is what this show is all about. Just putting the light, shedding the light on game changers. So our final take on game changers would be Lamar Jackson. Did something happen before the game kicked off when he interacted with a fan?
I didn't know if the fan was like trying to pump him up or something, but he hit him.
I'm trying to coach you. We don't believe, all the spankings I gave you, now you want to try to get me back on the slide.
We do not support DB on this. We don't do that. No way. But Lamar, he has to learn to control his emotions.
Yes, cooler heads prevail.
He has to be a cooler head. I get the fans shouldn't have touched him. Keep your hands to yourself. Teach your kids that too. That's a game changing move. Keep your hands to yourself.
Running through the TikTok, and the guy that he hit made a little TikTok video, and he had the bracelet.
The man had your bracelet. Simon, I would have been in an interview.
If he was a game changer, he would have sealed the deal. The check would already be in the mail, because he already got. Let me stop. So, Lamar Jackson, he threw for.
Was he a game changer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
if he's in the game, he's a game changer. You don't think so?
I hate to say it. I was underwhelmed by his performance as a leader of the team, due to him not slowing down the pace of the game. That's the only thing.
If Derrick didn't hold on to put the ball in, we talk about no slowing down the pace of the game.
Well, don't give it to him right now. I mean, it was like, boom, give it to Derrick Henry.
But this is blasphemy to say that Lamar Jackson is not a game changer.
How long was the drive? The drive couldn't have been more than 2 minutes.
Were you playing in the game and got a concussion? Are you serious?
I'm embarrassing you right now. Lamar Jackson. Please, in the comments, what did you think about the pace of the game, the pace of the Ravens? Were they slowing down the drive?
Is Lamar Jackson a game changer? She said, don't matter. I'm going to start doing some drug
game
testing.
Game changing for Josh Allen to game change and win it in 5 minutes.
You know, I do have another dollar, so you can be replaced if you're going to continue to do drugs. We don't do drugs. We drew a drug-free show.
Drug-free way to be.
This is a
family-friendly network.
Exactly.
We don't support those things. My sister, she can be on standby, and I have another parent.
Okay, I'll see how that gonna work. But anywho, this is just our first night of introducing you to us.
Yes.
But we have a lot of exciting ideas and. And I said ideas already.
We can't wait to just keep going. Bring segments. Hear your ideas. What you want us to talk about. Tell us who your team. This our team. We Steelers fans over here. We're Steelers. We deadlocked.
We love constructive criticism.
We do not play about our team.
Oh, no. No doubt. So, no doubt. Comfort.
What are we thinking about next week? Who's the big game for next week?
Oh, you already know. You know, I love 15. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God. He loves 15 so much. He a dog.
He's straight up dog.
He got that dog in him.
Light skin. I'm normally a dog like that.
He got that dog in him.
So, this will be a rematch of the Super Bowl.
It's a rematch.
And we're going to highlight it, and then we're going to be searching all the other games to pick out other game changers.
For sure.
But we're going to put some twists to it and make it exciting. And we welcome your comments. We welcome your questions, topics, or whatever. And we're excited
share,
about
what's share, next. Share. We're so excited to bring you guys this podcast. This is the first episode. And I just got one question. Are you a game changer?
Come back and see us next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.